We thank you that you are not a God that is far off, that you're not a God who is distant, but that you are a God who is close, who is present, who is with us. And we acknowledge your presence with us this morning. We acknowledge, Jesus, that you walk amongst your church. And we want you to know that we welcome you here. You are welcome here, Lord Jesus. By your Spirit, you are welcome here. So Holy Spirit, would you move in our midst? Would you manifest? Would you make known the presence of Jesus? Would you make known the will of the Father as we gather this morning? Holy Spirit, would you lead us? Would you lead our thoughts? Would you lead our words? Would you lead the songs that we sing? Would you lead our conversations that we would have after? Would you lead the preaching of your word? Would you lead the time where we reflect on Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection? Would you lead us as the children gather later in the service and are gathered in the nursery? Would you lead us? Would you lead us? We are your people bought by the blood of Jesus, and we desire for you to lead us. So in humble submission, we say, Jesus, have your way. You're our good shepherd. You're our leader. You're the head. Have your way. We, your people, are expecting to meet with you. We, your people, are ready to listen. We, your people, come to worship you. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Would you please rise and join us in worshiping our amazing, holy, sovereign, perfect Heavenly Father together. And as we sing these first words, praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. May we in this moment be turning our eyes towards Jesus, away from anything else in this world that is on our minds. Let's turn from it and turn towards Jesus together.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you, we turn to you, hope is stirring. To face the day in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. To face the day, and in your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away.
thinking of when they were all, you know, saying Hosanna in the highest, like Palm Sunday, whenever we're focusing on this, but and how originally that word was really spoken as this, you know, come Lord, save us. And then it was this response to he has come and he is saving us and he has saved us. And so whenever we praise, I don't know, I think that this word of praise just holds a very specific kind of connotation and tone to it, that it's so important for us to remember where we've come from, to remember what the Lord has saved us from and what he is saving us from, and putting all of that into our praise for him this morning. Love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, and you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. And great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you.
So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
And so since he is so deserving of our praise, of all the honor and glory, can we take these moments now to just lift up our praises to him with the very breath that he has blessed you with the very life that he has blessed you with? Can we lift up those praises to him now? You can just shout them out wherever you are.